Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning Mishnah's Brachas, Perek Zion, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah's are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris, Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Misha, Her, Nisham, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Bishchos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Daniel, Eliezer, Ben, Sapari, Rachel. They should be gebenched with Zerah Shal Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Dalet continues talking about Zimun. Shloisha Shachel Ke'echod, three people that ate together. Einon Rishon Lechalik, they are not allowed to split up. You have three people that ate together. One person looks at his watch. He's like, oh my gosh, I gotta run. I have an important appointment to run to. Sorry, buddy. Can't go anywhere. You are part of three people that ate together. You are not allowed to leave until you do a Zimun. First of all, you have a chiv to make a Zimun. Second of all, if you leave, so then these two people are not going to be able to do a Zimun. You're not allowed to go anywhere until you guys make a Zimun. The Mishnah continues, V'chein arba, v'chein chamisha. That's even if there's four or five people. Let's say there's five people sitting down and eating together. So they all have a chiv of Zimun. One guy looks at his watch. He's got to run. He thinks to himself, you know, if I go right now, I'm not ruining their Zimun because there's still four or three people left and they can make a Zimun. Doesn't make a difference. He has a chiv of Zimun himself, so he's not allowed to go anywhere. However, the Mishnah does say, Shisha Nechlakin, if there's six people eating together, then they can break up into two groups of three. Let's say three people have to leave, so they're allowed to make their own Zimun, leaving the other three people there. Three people are making a Zimun, so they're Yotzer the Chiv of Zimun. Three other people that are remaining could still make a Zimun, and there's no problem. And the Mishnah says, Arasara, this is even up until 10 people. If you have 7 or 8 or 9 people eating together, that's not a problem. They could split up into two separate Zimuns. You could have 4 and 4, you could have 5 and 3, you could have 4 and 5, whatever the mathematical equation is, as long as everyone's getting a Zimun done, not a problem, you could split it up. However, the Mishnah says, Vasara in Nechlakin, 10 people are not allowed to split up. Even though we can technically split them up into two groups of 5 and everyone's going to get a Zimun, the reason why they're not allowed to split up is because as we said before, when 10 people are eating together, we're going to say Hashem's name. We're going to say, Nevarech lelekeinu shachal mishalai. And once we have a chiv to say Hashem's name, we're not allowed to just run away from that. We want to be able to say Hashem's name over here. Therefore, 10 people are not allowed to split up. Ad shiyu esrim, says the Mishnah, until we have 20 people eating together. If you have 20 people eating together, then we can split up into two groups of 10. Let's say you have 15. You're not allowed to have one group of 10 and one group of 5. Because remember, that group of 5 has a chiyuv to say aleikenu, and if they make their own zimun of 5, they can't say aleikenu. Therefore, once we have a group of 10 people, we're not allowed to split up into a separate group until we have 20 people, we can split up into two groups of 10, so on and so forth. And Mishnah Hay says, Shtei chaburos shahayu oichas b'bayis echad, two groups of people that are eating in the same house. It could be the same house, it could be in a restaurant, it could be the lunchroom of school, but you have two groups of people and they're eating separately from each other. Bizmanja miktsas and Ryan Elu. If some of one group can see some from the other group, Hare Elu Mitzarfel Zimun, so then they could join in for Zimun. Let's say you have two separate parties going on in your house, one in the dining room, one in the living room, but you can see each other, so then you can join in together for Zimun. So if there's five people in one group and five people in another group and you can join together, how do you like that? Now you could say Nevarech Lelekenu, you can say Hashem's name. Bavim Lav, if they can't see each other, it's two separate rooms completely, they're not able to see each other at all, Elu Mizamin L'Atzman, Ve'elu Mizamin L'Atzman, then everyone has to make their own Zimun. And now the Mishnah concludes with halacha about the bracha on wine. Ein mevarchan al yayin, we are not going to make the special bracha on wine, which is bar priag often, ad sheyitin l'soichem mayim, until water is put into the wine. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, that's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. So nowadays, you are not going to want to put water into your wine, because that's going to dilute it, and it's not going to taste very good. However, back in the day, their wine was so strong and so potent, you actually couldn't drink the wine unless you diluted it with water. So Rabbi Elazar says, this wine is not considered something chashuv unless you dilute it, unless you're able to drink it. Therefore, no making a bayar priag often on this wine unless you dilute it with water. Whereas the chachamim argue, and they say mevarchin, you could make a bracha on that wine even though you didn't dilute it with water. That's because it's still considered chashuv, it's still considered like wine, and therefore you would make a bayar priag often if you drink that really powerful wine even though it's undiluted. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.